Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Natalie Prohaska and Caitlin Kroll, fifth graders who are Girl Scouts in Washington, for the 100th year of cookie sales by Girl Scouts. I also spoke with Tricia Kroll, the Interim Service Unit Director for Washington County. This is part two of a two-part interview. And what's your favorite part of being in Girl Scouts, aside from the cookies?
Doing fun stuff at our meetings.
And what's some of that fun stuff?
We might go zip lining, and we do a lot of crafts and stuff.
We've gone to roller skating.
Oh, and we, last year we went to the St. Louis Jungle Gym Museum, City Museum, and we spent the night in the museum, and we stayed up till like 1 in the morning playing, and we went to the zoo that day.
We have a lock-in. We do this thing called the lock-in, where we go to a big building. Usually we've gone to the Y the past 2 years, and so after everybody that's coming is there, they lock the doors, and then they have a bunch of crafts and activities for us to do. And then last time we stayed up till like 3 o'clock in the morning.
And then the moms told us to go to bed, but we faked it.
You guys stay up late. Now, if there are some girls listening, or even classmates who are thinking about whether or not they want to join Girl Scouts, what would you say to them?
It's really fun, and I like being part of the troop.
Yeah, it's fun, and you get to eat cookies.
So, for those who are listening, and I'm sure are wanting Girl Scout cookies by the end of this interview, how do they go about ordering cookies? I mean, how much is a box and all that fun
stuff? All the regular cookies are $4. And
the Girl Scout s'mores and then the Toffee-tastic are $5.
Because the s'mores is new and the Toffee-tastic is gluten-free.
And if somebody wants to order, should they just look for Girl Scouts out and about, or?
Yeah, and you will pay us when you order, and then we'll get your cookies to us.
I think they'll be delivered in mid-February, and we'll also take sales through March 12th. And there's at least 5 troops in Washington, so hopefully you will see a Girl Scout in a neighborhood near you. I would just say to please continue to support the Girl Scouts. We really appreciate it. There's a lot of great things that I can speak for Washington County that we're doing in the community. Many of the troops across the county have done service projects. Our troop has been fortunate. We went and spent a morning volunteering at one of the nursing homes in town. We've gone caroling to the nursing homes, and we annually adopt a family at the holidays. And I think this is true for a lot of the troops. So the biggest message is we're trying to teach the girls to give back and do service in their community. So if there are ideas you have, feel free to contact me. I am Interim Service Unit Director for Washington County this year, and this has been our troop for about 6 years. So very proud of these girls and how they've grown, and they're giving young ones something to look up to. 319-530-0415, or my email is CareyTM, CareyTM@yahoo.com.
And last year we did a backpack thing.
Last year was Operation Backpack. So if you're dieting or cookies don't interest you, but you want to support the troops, last year the county participated in Operation Backpack. This year, girls, you want to talk about the Hometown Heroes Project and where the cookies are going to go?
We're sending them to emergency responders in Washington County.
That's been today's Washington Page with Tricia Kroll, Caitlin Kroll, and Natalie Prohaska talking about Girl Scout cookie sales. This is the 100th year of Girl Scout cookie sales. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.